So good evening, everyone, and welcome to Young Minds, a masterclass with young change makers powered by the Smart Class. The masterclass series will take you on a short journey of introducing you to creative young change makers from different parts of the world. In this masterclass, innovative topics, informative content, and progressive initiatives are well being shared with you. We remain hopeful that this session over 5 days will inspire you to take your school community to a new direction of development. My name is Charles Clarence and I will be your moderator for today. I'm the principal of Dr. MPS World School in Agra, and I think I'm somebody who loves to learn as well as keep children happy. Before we begin today's session, I request all our audience to immerse themselves in the session and hold their questions, which will be addressed right after the session is over. Dear audiences, today we have a very special guest among us, Dr. Vandana Shiva, to inaugurate this evening with a talk on climate change. Dr. Vandana Shiva is an Indian scholar, environmental activist, and an anti-globalization author. She's often referred to as Gandhi of Grain for her activism associated with the anti-GMO movement. She has written and spoken extensively about the advances in the field of agriculture and food. She has assisted grassroots organizations of the green movement in Africa, Asia, Latin America, Ireland, Switzerland, and Austria with opposition to the advances in agricultural development via genetic engineering. In 1991, she founded Navdhanya, a national movement to protect the diversity and integrity of living resources, especially native seed, the promotion of organic farming and fair trade. Her session topic is Organic Solutions to Climate Change. Please welcome Dr. Vandana Shiva. Welcome, madam. Thank you so much. I'd like to make a brief announcement to everyone. We'll be taking all questions at the end, but in the case of Dr. Vandana Shiva, as soon as she finishes, if you have questions, please be very brief and you can ask just one or two of them. I'll permit you. So thank you very much. Over to Dr. Vandana Shiva, and I've been really waiting to hear from you. Welcome, madam. I think you need to unmute yourself.
Thank you, Charles. I'm happy to join Young Thank Minds. You. Lovely faces. All of us who are old today were young like you, and all of us had our passions. So when I was your age, I was passionate about physics, and that's what I studied. I did my PhD in the foundations of quantum theory on a topic called hidden variables and non-locality in quantum theory. So you will wonder how, from quantum theory, I am saving seeds, how I'm talking about climate change. Let me do a very, very quick and brief background so that that puzzle of yours is solved. And in a lifetime of learning, you realize that you could be passionate today and learn something, but life demands of you that you respond to challenges around you. And the challenges we are facing right now are very severe life and death challenges of environmental catastrophe. Even COVID, as I have written in many of my books and articles, even the new epidemics and the new infections are coming because we are destroying forests and the homes of animals. So viruses that are on animals are now moving out of the forest and becoming viruses that are killing us. Ebola, HIV, Zika, SARS, the list is limitless. And we used to think we can have limitless exploitation of nature and it won't matter. But we're seeing it matters. And non-locality in quantum theory is what you do. It's not somewhere else. It turns back to you. If you are eating GMO soya grown in the Amazon or palm oil, it is destroying forests. These are the reasons we have new infectious diseases. and when you're eating junk. I call it junk because there is a junk food industry that calls itself junk food. You know, you pick up a bottle, a packet of Lay's chips, you swig a Pepsi, you take a Coke, and it seems very convenient. But it's not very convenient when you get diabetes at a young age. It's not very convenient when you start to suffer all kinds of intestinal problems. In America, the children who are living on such a diet have a strange new disease called the leaky gut. The gut isn't supposed to leak into your bloodstream. And there are limitless problems, including the fact that not only is the forest out there responsible for not allowing epidemics to come to us, the forest out there is like a forest inside us. I don't know how many of you are aware that we are only 10% human. The rest are other species, particularly in our gut. We have 100 trillion microbes in our gut. It's a forest within us. And when we destroy that forest through chemicals, through junk food, through all kinds of things that shouldn't be eaten, we have all kinds of sicknesses. And, you know, I've just had my team draw up. Let me just tell you, and this is just India. We've done this for the world. Diabetes, 7.7 crore people, 96,000 per year treatment. Kidney diseases, 11.5 crore people. Transplants are costing 7 lakhs. Dialysis, 20,000. Liver cirrhosis. Infertility, 2.7. You wouldn't be here if your parents weren't fertile. You are a child of their fertility. Future generations depend on fertility. Birth defects, 70 lakh, all linked to chemicals and pesticides. Heart-related diseases, autism. Every second child in America will be autistic, according to the Center for Disease Control. So food and forests are not separate from us. Now, I was very blessed that when I was young, you know, I grew up in the forest and I saw forests disappear. And I made a life commitment that while I'll do my physics, I'll do my PhD, I'll solve the quantum equations, but I will work in my holidays to protect the forest. And that's another thing I would like you all to remember. On your weekends, on your Sundays and Saturdays, choose a subject that's close to your heart, that cultivates compassion, looking after a child, an orphan, taking care of a tree, taking care of a plant. But when this forest disappeared, I then heard about the Chipko movement. Now, the Chipko movement is a movement to hug trees. And it started in the early 70s, and it was one landslide that triggered that movement. Right now, we have thousands and thousands of landslides in the Himalayas. I'm sure you're seeing the footage. Bridges gone away. You know, Himachal, Pitharagarh, in my valley, Dune Valley, a whole Ranipokri bridge just collapsed. The road to Mussoorie is blocked, the road to Rishikesh, the road to Tehri is blocked, the road to Badrinath is blocked. The landslides, and one woke up. The women of my region, my sisters of Chipko, I call them my professors, one landslide. And all the policies of our country were changed. Forests were recognized as not being timber mine where you take out the timber, but as being sources of our water, sources of our soil, sources of our breath. That's why we have to remember all the time we live in an interconnected world. We can be connected through disease, or we can be connected through life. It is because the trees, in their breath, take carbon dioxide and give us oxygen, we have oxygen. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. You remember all the oxygen deaths? You remember all the running after oxygen cylinders? You know, our life would be permanently like that if the last tree is cut. So I hope your young children will make your commitment to do two things after my interaction. First, eat nicely. Your body deserves it. It is not pleasant to be unhealthy. And going to the gym isn't the source of health. eating right is the source of health. And what is eating right? My work has shown that biodiversity and organic is the only thing you can eat that will make your health good. Yeah. So why did I do this work? Why do I work on seeds and grain and agriculture? Because in 1984, the land where the chemicals were first introduced erupted in violence. And I was working for the United Nations. And I said, I want to do a study. And I did a study, I wrote a book. And I realized then that chemical agriculture causes a lot of harm. It destroys the soil, it destroys the water, it destroys the biodiversity, it gives us cancer. There's a cancer train that leaves Punjab. Its name is the cancer train. Chemicals used in agriculture are a big reason for birth defects, for cancers. The same year, 1982-84, a terrible tragedy happened in Bhopal where a pesticide plant leaked. And little children like you died. There were mountains of dead bodies being burnt. Go and look at the Bhopal tragedy. It was a pesticide plant. So that year I decided I am going to work for a non-violent agriculture. I'm going to study the agriculture, that is. And if you think, you know, why is she against GMOs? Let me just explain. So where did the chemicals come from? The chemicals came from Hitler's labs. They were designed to kill people. Fertilizers are made from the same process that makes explosives. Fixing atmospheric nitrogen at high temperature. All the pesticides today, their parents and grandparents are Xylon B and poison gas. Same techniques. The first designed to kill people. So it was not an accident that people died in Bhopal. Second, I watched Punjab, the most prosperous land where I had done my MSc honors in physics, this being destroyed because of chemicals. And then the same companies that brought the chemicals, who made chemicals in Hitler's labs, made, they're called IG Farben, a small group of chemicals companies. They're the ones who made the fertilizers and pesticides, and they are the same people who then said, now we must own the seed. So I was at a meeting where they said it very openly, 1987. They said, we've got to genetically engineer seed so we can take a patent on seed, own the seed, claim we have created it, and take royalties from farmers. Now, since many of you are from India, let me just mention, we used to be the richest land of the world because of our spice trade for centuries. Our textile trade, 25% of the world economy was this land because of spices and because of textiles. When we were colonized by the East India Company first and the British, 45 trillion was taken to England. We were left poor. But the mechanism for taking was called Lagan. Yeah? If you haven't heard, there's an Aamir Khan film called Lagan of how money is extracted from the very people whose land it is. So I said, the seed has been evolved by farmers. You didn't invent the seed. How can you say you're an inventor? How can you say seed is a machine? And I am a physicist. I know what's a machine and what's life. I know the difference. So I said, no, I will work to protect the seed. That's how I started Lavdanya. And I will work with my government and our parliament to make laws that recognize that seed is not invented. It is evolutionary, that make laws that say farmers have been the breeders. We have all these laws, the Biodiversity Act, the Patent Act, the Plant Variety Protection, Farmers' Rights Act. All this is the legal framework for our lovely, lovely land that is so rich in biodiversity. Now, of all these years, what I have learned is, it's not true that chemicals produce more, because chemicals are not a productive force. You produce through productive forces. Chemicals kill. The soil is the richest system of organisms in the world. And when we allow the soil organisms to feed the plants produce more. When we grow many plants together, we have more biodiversity, produces more. And now I have learned Not only is biodiversity more food, biodiversity is health. You will never be healthy if you don't eat biodiversity. In Ayurveda, we say, eat 6 tastes in every meal. That's why we have these beautiful thalis, yeah? With a little bit of chutney, a little bit of sweet. So when you are thinking, oh, I want Maggi noodles, oh, I want a pizza, you know, just think of your gut. Think of the 90% of you that is microorganisms. And ask them, are they happy or are they unhappy? Ask their permission. Ask the permission of the earth. Ask the permission of the soil. So I said, one is, please eat with thought. Eat carefully. And that's why eat biodiversity, eat organic. The second is, protect every plant in your neighborhood, like we protected the trees. I started a whole festival 2 years ago during lockdown. I told all the communities I work with, I said, tie a rakhi around every tree around you because these trees are our protectors. So next rakhi, tie a rakhi around the trees that are around you. Thank them for giving you oxygen. Thank them for giving you shelter. Thank them for protecting the birds. Thank them for preventing, you know, I've done so many studies. When there's a tree, the rain doesn't come straight. When the water's allowed to flow, there's no flood. The floods we see are because we have blocked every drainage. Delhi has no drainage. And that's why there's flooding with a little bit of rain. We are blocking the drainage of the water. So protect your trees, eat right, and through eating right, protect your food. Because you are a young mind and because you have Charles facilitating your organizing, I would suggest bring a group of young minds to our Navdanya Earth University in Dehradun. Yeah? And you can go to the website, you can contact my colleague Anu Chaitri about, we can organize particular courses for you. Yeah? Why the seed is important, what the soil is. We have labs to study soil organisms. What good food is. You know, everyone who comes to Navdanya says, I didn't know food could be so tasty. And all it is simple organic food, fresh from the farm. Come and get the vegetables and cook them. And we have a huge campaign on the uncultivated foods. You know, we used to eat 90% millets. Someone is asking, what's the name of the organization? It is Navdanya, Navdanya. The Earth University is its educational programs. Earth University, like Earth and the University for the Earth, on how to live as Earth citizens. Now, you know, we can live in all kinds of ways. We can live as consumers, we can be sick, we can be depressed, we can be lonely. But to live as Earth citizens means we are healthy. It means we have community. It means we recognize we are part of the Earth. We are not separate from the Earth. We are part of the Earth. And every time I recognize this, I go back to my PhD in non-locality. Non-separability is the reality of the world in the quantum theory, in ecology, in our daily lives. Your parents have given you a lot of love, and that's why you are who you are. You wouldn't be here without them, without their care, without their love. And so we have to move to thinking. Young minds must think through compassion, through non-separation, through interconnectedness, through love, through oneness. I have a new book out called Oneness versus the 1%. But these books are for, oh, you know. But we also have little children's books. But more importantly than that, the soil teaches you, the seed teaches you, the plants teach you, the birds teach you, the pollinators teach you. You know, we have 6 times more pollinators on our farm because we protected the biodiversity. And pollinators need food like we need food. Except that when we allow them to have food, they increase our food by 1/3. And we've got this mentality that if someone else gets a little more, I will have less. That's not how nature works. In nature, there's mutuality, there's symbiosis, there's synergy. If you give more, you get more. That is the ethics in every religion. That is the ethics of nature. That's the ethics of the earth. And at this point of so much catastrophe, fires and floods everywhere, wars without end. You know, the US might have left Afghanistan, but the war of Afghanistan is not over. So at this, in this terrible time, I hope each of you will sow the seeds of love, sow the seeds of hope, and sow the seeds of peace. And we as Navdanya, N-A-V-D-A-N-Y-A, are here to work with you on this journey. This journey is a very joyful journey. It's a very satisfying journey. And it is a journey that gives you material benefits too. So join us in this journey. And I'm glad I had this chance to interact with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was really wonderful. And we really enjoyed ourselves, especially the seeds of joy and peace. And I don't know if there's a question that is coming up, but if there's someone who has a question, they can please ask. But I think I'll take the opportunity. I want to know exactly, you said Navdanya is 9 seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So can you tell us exactly why you chose the word 9 seeds and what these 9 seeds are?
Okay. So I mentioned that I was at a meeting in 1987 where the industry said we are now going to patent seed, own it and do genetic modification. And they said there'll be no seed left in the hands of farmers. They'll have to buy seed from us every year. And when you have a patent, you take a rent. That's what I call beach lagan. Like the British took lagan, this is lagan. And I said, no way, no way. So I started to save seeds. That is 87. I just called it the Beach Bada Bachao Andolan, saving the seed movement. And it would have been around 1990. I was on a seeds collection trip down south. I was doing a lot of work in the south that time. I'd worked in the Institute of Science before, in the Institute of Management. And so I had a lot of students, I had a lot of colleagues. And I did this collection in area where no one dared to go because of a bandit called Virappan with big muchas used to control the area. So no one went with chemicals, no one went with new seeds. So I said, there I'll find seeds. So I went and there was this, you know, I'd done this Punjab study where it was one season only rice, another season only wheat throughout Punjab. And I'm traveling and walking and seeing, and I count this little field with 9 crops. And I count the 9 crops. And then a tribal comes out whose field it is. I said, wow, we are growing 9 crops. And he looks at me and says, huh, Navdanya. Yeah, I had no idea, you know. So I said, and what's that? And you know what? He gave me the most sophisticated discourse on harmony. He said, the 9 planets, because in India we have 7 planets and Rahu and Ketu to get the accurate astronomical predictions. So the 9 planets in the cosmos, the 9 field seeds in my field, and the balance of health in my body is one continuum of balance and harmony. And it is my duty to maintain it. That is why I plant 9 seeds. So Navdanya, I said that day, I said, forget seed saving as a big word. I'm going to call it Navdanya. But Navdanya has another meaning. Navdanya means 9 seeds as a dhan, but dhan is the gift. So it is also the new gift. So when I'm telling you young minds to cultivate compassion, that is the new gift the world is asking us to cultivate. That's what Navdanya means.
Great, that is so wonderful. I think it's really a message that we need to pass on to loads of people about the gift being, you know, within us as well as for us to grow. That's nice. Navdanya was fantastic. Great.
Superb.
Yeah.
It's just too beautiful and superb. And you can go to the website of navdanya.org and you will find more about all this. We have a very special youth program. We work a lot with schools. we work a lot with youth leaders. So we would be so happy with your network and your platform to deepen this learning, because it's a learning for their lives, you know? It could be COVID, it could be climate change, it could be economic collapse, it could be dictatorship. It doesn't matter. These are things you have to do no matter what is happening around.
Wow. That's so wonderful and so inspiring. So thank you so much for your wonderful words to us, for inspiring our kids. And I'm sure we've learned just too much. I was waiting for this session and it has really satisfied me. So thank you so much, madam. There's someone asked for your email ID. So if that's possible.
Vandana.shiva@gmail.com.
Yes, but even if you Google ma'am's name, I think you'll find everything.
You won't find it in the, but the other is earthuniversity@navdanya.net. I'll just put it here for you. This is for all visits, courses. And you know, our farm is a very beautiful farm. We go 2,000 varieties of crops. So just as a place to see. There you are. Okay?
Yeah. So thank you once again.
And for... to the little children, my love and my blessings.
Thank you. That's wonderful. I hope we hear more of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shaz.
God bless us all. Thank you. Right.